we have this great new bar space. You know, if for those that haven't had the chance to come back down after we've done these renovations here, you know, they should, you know, people should come check it out. You know, we got all these new stools at the bar, these lounge chairs, high tops, in a more casual sort of setting, but still, it's still Crocker House. And, you know, the way I see it and how I've sort of told that to people is that, you know, because it's been here for a few years now and people, it almost feels like it's always been here, you know? And it's weird when you were here coming and you remember the old space and what the old living room used to look like and where the old bar was, which, you know, some of the stuff is still intact post-renovation, but, you know, with how people have sort of settled into that space and how they're utilizing it and enjoying it, you know, it almost feels like it's been here this whole time, which is, you know, crazy, but, you know, that's just how I feel, and a lot of people, I think, would say the same, and that's an enjoyment, you know, because now you don't have to always come here for just the full-blown five-course meal, you know. You can come in and just have a casual setting and have a seat at the bar, come see your favorite bartender, and have a more casual setting, and you don't have to commit to having, you know, a giant coursing out of meals. You know, you can just come and get a couple of items, have a couple of beers or a cocktail or whatever suits your fancy, and then you can go about the rest of your day.
One thing I've learned about the Crocker House is you love to outfit your place from local sources, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Jeff Warner down at Owl Furniture in Stonington has, I like to call him the sort of the carpentry wizard in terms of, you know, the things that he can produce out of that shop is just fantastic. I mean, not only are, you know, some of our bar stools and furniture in the bar itself all done by him, some of the furniture items in the rooms as well, in the renovated rooms and the unrenovated rooms, you know, we've updated a lot of the furnishings, added new beds, you know, side tables. Definitely a pleasure to work with Jeff. And he also comes down and plays music with another one of his buddies every third Friday of the month. So not only is he, you know, here promoting his handiwork, but also, you know, coming in to play music and share that with friends and the rest of the community too, which is a really nice thing.
Crocker House is a staple here in Hancock County, but there are people that are listening now that have never been. So if you're able to do it in a nutshell, what can people expect if they are coming here for the first time?
First time diners, I would say as close as a fine dining setting as you're going to get, with, you know, 4 to 5 courses in there. You know, we make our bread fresh every single day. You know, you get the salad with the entrees as well. A much more wider variety of appetizers that we've, you know, we've had a lot of the classics that are still there. Some of the favorite appetizers, whether it be pate, whether it be artichoke crab dip, whether it's shrimp cocktail. But now we've expanded that a little bit more, you know, with some calamari options. My mom, who's from the Philippines, you know, a lot of people have been coming here and raving about all the lumpia, whether, you know, it's the spring rolls, the pork lumpia, the veggie lumpia. That's been a huge hit. And my mother still makes them and rolls them all herself. And then, you know, we have the same chef who's been here, you know, maybe 30 plus years, also, you know, local, raised in Hancock. And he has been sort of preparing the same classical dishes that other veterans, patrons of the Crocker House have been eating for decades, whether it's, you know, the filet mignon, that seafood pasta, that ribeye, that pork tenderloin, or that rack of lamb. You know, those are all classical favorites that have been prepared and executed the same exact way by the same guy for the last 30-something years. One of the popular things has been that crispy pork belly, which has been well received and is now a mainstay on the menu. But then down to the desserts too. You know, we're making all those cheesecakes in house. We're making the Crocker House mousse that's been the same mousse for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. Like I said, I got photos of my siblings and I when we were kids eating that mousse in the old main dining room, with, you know, in the same cup and, you know, prepared the same way. So, you know, we kept a lot of those recipes and, you know, continue to push, you know, what people want, but also what's missing. You know, what do we want to add to that too, to sort of spread out the menu a little bit better than it ever has been.
When it comes to seafood, you could almost walk down the road and reach out and grab it. I mean, it's that close, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're, you know, really, really proud to have the opportunity to be able to work with a lot of local purveyors, whether it's, you know, mussels and oysters from Blue Hill Bay, or whether it's, you know, oysters from Korea, Maine, or some of the various fishermen that I have dealings with, which I'm very proud, you know, to be able to promote and support as well. You know, for them, you know, they can count on us in terms of ordering and having a constant need of their product, and that, you know, they're proud to sell that to me, just as I am proud to be able to prepare that and serve that to our customers. Every Wednesday and every Sunday, we have live music here. It's always inside on Wednesdays. Every Sunday, though, we do have the Jazz Collective. They come down every Sunday from 4 to 6, rain or shine. It's going to happen every Sunday, no matter what. As soon as we start rolling it out at the beginning of the season, they're pretty much here every Sunday, unless I tell them otherwise. And it's a great, you know, it's great to be able to sit out and have appetizers, cocktails, beer, wine, whatever it is, and enjoy live music every weekend on our, you know, more recently renovated stone patios in the shade of the maple tree. You know, you can't go wrong with that. It's nice in the fall too, when things kind of slow down a little bit, it's a little more quiet, but again, it's still there every Sunday. We have servers and folks tending to those spaces outside too. So, you know, maybe you don't even want to come here for dinner. Maybe you just want have some bar bites, a couple of drinks, and enjoy some music on the weekend. You know, that's a great thing. Or conversely, if you wanted to do that, a lot of people will come and listen to jazz for maybe an hour, or maybe the whole thing, maybe the whole 2 hours, and then come in and sit down and have dinner right after that.
Another thing that may surprise some, you guys do a lot of catering.
Catering has always been a huge part of my sort of career, and honestly, it's almost where I started out, you know, in terms of, you know, I did, like many of us, you know, I did my summers in Bar Harbor too, and worked at various hotels and restaurant chains in the Bar Harbor area, you know, and probably one of the most prolific ones was, you know, working at one of the catering companies there. And, you know, we were just pumping out, you know, multiple weddings a week or multiple in the same day. And then even when I was, you know, when I was in college, I went to College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor. So I, you know, I lived there for 4 years. You know, every time during that time, my family was living in Japan, and I'd go back on my holidays, and I need to make some money or do something. You know, all my friends are not even here. They're all off somewhere else. So I was doing caterings at, you know, probably one of the finest luxury Italian caterers in Tokyo. And, you know, he did all the fine dining, all the luxury stuff, whether it's Lamborghini, Aston Martin, some fancy watch company. I mean, we did it all.